A Plastic Paradise by Sam Illingworth. At the far edges of the world, hidden deep amongst the raging seas and rising waves, lays a series of secret atolls and coral coves, remote islands that are almost entirely untouched by human hands. Untouched by human hands, but maimed by the detritus that those hands have wrought, as coffee lids and toothbrushes bathe shamelessly on previously pristine shores, ancient bottles of lilt roll across the dunes, their dirty emerald hues diffracting the sun's light across our filthy plastic paradise. Shampoo bottles and silicon chips rub callously against sands that will never again be white. The carrier bags begin to coalesce, contorting to create impossible structures of fabricated indifference as plastic straws pair up to join in this two-fingered gesture to consequence. These islands were our canary, one that we had no intention of saving from artificial asphyxiation and which now lies silent at the far edges of the world, untouched by human hands. This poem is inspired by recent research which has found an estimated 414 million pieces of plastic debris on Australia's remote Cocos Islands. The Cocos Islands are located in the middle of the Indian Ocean, 2,750 kilometres northwest of Perth. Remote islands such as the Cocos Islands don't have large human populations depositing rubbish nearby and are therefore an indicator of the amount of plastic waste that is currently circulating in the world's oceans. This new research conducted a comprehensive survey of plastic debris on the Cocos Islands, estimating that in total there are currently 414 million human-made plastic items littering the islands, weighing in at 238 tonnes. Of the identifiable items, approximately 25% were classified as disposable plastics, including straws, bags and toothbrushes, with the majority of the waste, around 60%, being made up of microplastics, i.e. those between 2 and 5 millimetres in diameter. This research has highlighted that action is urgently required, which, as well as involving effective waste management, should also focus on strategies designed to limit plastic production in the first instance.